Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a Ouija board story. He thought it was a bunch of crap until he heard a loud bang on the window while playing with the Ouija board, and no one else was there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. If you want access to all of our ghost stories, it's quite literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. Just in time for Halloween, you get access to all of that with one easy monthly subscription, or you can do a yearly. You can do that through Apple Podcasts on our premium channel or through patreon.com/realghoststories if you want to get in on all of that. And we are certainly inching our way closer and closer to Halloween here. Todd, have you begun putting up the decor yet in your home for the Halloween holiday?
No, it's a little early for me to do that as much as I love it. However, I mean, we are close to, when we're recording this, we're very close to September. Mm-hmm. September for me is the official start to the Halloween season. Now things can come out. I can start watching Halloween specials and Halloween movies. It is that time.
And so are you going to have like a specific one? Like this is probably going to air into September, but by the time this airs, are you going to have had a kickoff celebration, a kickoff movie, if you will, or whatnot to begin the season?
I have got to get in a couple of my favorite movies from the Halloween franchise. Not later, but the very beginning. One and two are always something I like to get involved with every year.
Mm-hmm. Those are good ones.
So those will be a kickoff. I do the whole... what's that witch one from Disney?
Oh, Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, I mean, I do that because it's fun and it's stupid and there's a lot of people in there that are no longer around, so I like watching that. But I will get into it, and the scarier the better. I watched The Pope's Exorcist.
How was that?
Over the weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
It was actually not that bad.
Yeah.
Would I watch it again? Probably, but it's certainly nowhere near as good as the original Exorcist for me.
Okay. Is this part of the story of the Exorcist? Is it tie-in in some way, shape, or form?
No, it really delves into like the Catholic Church and how they hid some stuff and how that came back to haunt them in the long run and all that kind of stuff. So
Interesting. Well... September is here, and it's time for all the ghost stuff. Who needs it? Coming up, weather on the sevens and your lucky day calendar number right after Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is September on Sunny 97. There we go.
Oh, he still has it, baby.
I hit the post, kids. I hit the fucking post.
of you. Proud of you.
There we go. There you go. Let's go to our first ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's see here. It is this one. Let's go to it. Come on.
I'm from Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm calling to tell you about my Ouija board story. And I have a second story as well. Both of them slightly short. So I'll get put. Okay, Ouija board story. I went over to a friend of mine's house, and she was scared because she was conducting a seance in her house because she was convinced that she had spirits. And she had went to the local store and bought the candles, the books, and was reading out of spell books to try to eliminate the spirits from the home. So she sets up the candles in this little pattern and everything, and I'm sitting on the top of the bunk bed, and, I'm thinking, this is hocus pocus. I'm 14 years old at the time. She starts doing her thing and saying things and saying what's in the book, and I thought it was all mumbo jumbo. And then all of a sudden I'm looking at her and I'm watching the candles and how they're swaying, and it was like a gust of wind came through and the candles all went to one side, and then her eyes started rolling back in her head. At this point I still wasn't convinced, but then the twist came. And that's when all of a sudden there was a loud bang, and I mean a repeat bang on the window. I'm still not convinced at this point, so I went up to the window, I opened the curtains, and I put my hand on the window, and it's still banging as this is going on. At this point, I'm completely convinced. I run outside, and I'm looking all around the house. No way that nobody could have ran that far, that fast, without me seeing it. Because of the neighborhood and where we were, there's no way. No way possible. She follows right out behind me, and she burned sage, like, on the front porch, and she's telling me that's how you get rid of them or what have you. So at this time, I still don't understand about spirits too much, but I'm definitely intrigued now. And it definitely got me wondering what's out there. So that's the first story. Second story is, I have a friend, and I will not say his name, just because this is a kind of a sensitive subject, I guess. He had an uncle who was a convicted murderer. Actually, serial killer, if you really want to get technical with it. He used to kidnap little boys, tie them to trees and kill him. Well, we end up going to his uncle's house, and apparently his uncle dabbled in, the dark arts, Ouija boards, witchcraft, and what have you. Well, we went in there, and his house was dilapidated at the time. Nobody lived there. And we had a group of friends, probably about five or six of us. Everybody was there, had the camcorder. Mind you, there's no electricity in this house. We're going up to the attic where his uncle had dabbled. Now, at this time, I do believe his uncle had been put to death for the murders that he committed. So we're in the house. We're halfway up the steps to the attic, and the light bulb just starts flickering. It hit it three times, boom, boom, boom. And that's all it took. Every single one of us ran out the house, dropped the camera. Everybody ran outside in the yard trying to catch a breath. Did you see that? Did you see that? Yeah, we saw that. How is that possible? It's not possible. You know exactly what it was, and we all knew what it was. It was something bad. And just thinking about it, we had to go back and get the camera, and just thinking about going back in there gave me the heebie-jeebies. But I tell you what, that was probably one of the scariest things I've ever encountered in my entire life. And I just thought I'd share that with you. hope to hear this on your show. I love what you guys do. Thank you so much. You keep me very entertained for all hours of the day. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that. It's an interesting question when you have people who are committing evil acts against other people. How often do you think that there's something else involved other than someone's sick mental state and just a really, just being a bad human being just because of their nature, their nurture, and just everything that goes into being a person? And I'm not talking anything spooky or ghostly versus when you add something else in there that is demonic or dark, that are there things that take people down paths like that, that are evil, that had that they not had some sort of encounter with something dark, they wouldn't become the type of people that they are, the ones that do horrible things to humans and end up as serial killers or rapists or murderers or what have you?
You know, I think more times than not, the person themselves probably has just have some sort of darkness to them. I do think, though, that good brings good. I think bad brings bad. So if that individual who is a serial killer or a murderer or, you know, some sort of torture person or abduction or whatever it is, I think that they may create even more bad stuff around them. I think they may get worse and worse because of their own energy kind of thing. Yeah. So, but I'm sure that there's times that there's a force that we don't understand that somehow comes into play at some point.
Yeah, it's like it's negative attracting negative. And I mean, that can be as simple as a negative person attracts another negative person or something else. I think in this case, sometimes you have other things at play. Thank you for sharing that story with us. Very creepy. Hey, if you want access to all of our episodes ad-free, get advanced episodes as well, and all the bonus material that's exclusive for supporters, check us out on Apple Podcasts, become a premium subscriber there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.